want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is happy pancakes. I'm one of those folks who feels deeply sorry for the one-hit wonders of the musical world. The artists like Ray Charles, Elvis, or the Beatles don't have to carry that weight. There are some who crushed it with a runaway hit, never to repeat the magic. And that song's success crushes them. They go through what sometimes is a long career, forced to deal with making their audience either hear that one monster hit or be reviled. There are times when I go to a restaurant and have a dish that they make that just surpasses everything else on their menu, so much so that whenever we go back, we order that one lucky dish. We walked into a restaurant in Davie not long ago. It was at that intersection of hungry and right now, and so we gave in to blind trust. The voices of a family mixed with hip-hop music gently filled the air, air that was fragrant with the smell of Asian cooking, too. We were greeted by an older man that I would say arrived in America in the past few years. He handed us menus. Soon I came across a Vietnamese dish I have enjoyed mightily in a few places of varying zip codes. Its name in the original language is Bun Seo. The translation to English is felicitously known as Happy Pancake. I was hungry, as you know. So was my wife, Janet. But we now had the chance to also be fed and happy. We went for it. Bun Seo, literally sizzling cake, named for the loud sizzling sound it makes when the rice batter is poured into the hot skillet, is a savory fried pancake made of rice flour, water, turmeric powder, which makes you think they are made with eggs, and then they are often stuffed with items like fatty pork, shrimp, scallions, and bean sprouts. The types of Bun Seo vary as you move from region to region in Vietnam. Southern-style ones contain coconut milk. Central regions tend to skip the turmeric powder. There they are eaten wrapped in mustard or lettuce leaves, stuffed with mint leaves or basil, and then dipped in a sweet and sour diluted fish sauce. In the central region, it is often wrapped in rice paper and then dipped in a sauce of fermented soybean and sticky rice sauce. I need to make a few and see what we come up with. The dish arrived, and I was shocked at how large of a portion it was. I was also quite bowled over by how shatteringly crisp the chefs in the kitchen rendered this construction, filled with herbs and sprouts. Perhaps I mistakenly ordered a vegetarian version, but they were crisp, like potato chip crisp. We plowed in. I began to think of the fact that upon return now, I would not be able to turn away and order something else other than this dish. And I thought of bands like Mungo Jerry, Sugarloaf, and Edison Lighthouse. By the way, if you could name all three bands' hits in 10 seconds or less, I owe you a drink. A young woman came over as we finished our repast. She was wearing a pink T-shirt emblazoned with the word Guess on it. I looked at her and said, I guess you could say, we're happy together. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.